You are listening to the audio only of the Team Mongoose podcast. To view the video, visit team-mongoose.com.
Welcome.
Welcome to what?
Oh, you want me to do the intro?
What?
You want me to do it?
I didn't know who you're talking to. No one else here but you and me, Terry. And an empty chair in Australia.
And that empty chair.
Australia's absent.
No one gets to sit in that chair.
So it's right. What are we doing?
I don't know. I mean, you guys down to play some Call of Duty?
You want to redeem some codes with me?
You're actually being
it. Now I made myself sad.
He made himself sad.
Okay, so what's up, everybody? For those who haven't refreshed the stream, I'd tell you right now to refresh your stream, but you're not going to see shit because you didn't refresh your stream. It takes a long time to set up the cameras and shit. And then Rai goes to take a dump or something. I don't know. He's been away for a while. So I'm just going to assume the worst.
Australia's representative isn't here today.
This must have been a rabid koala in the toilet, and it jumped out and grabbed him and pulled him in, dunked his head in the water and just held it there. That's all I can assume. I'm working on all the information I have here.
It's good information, though.
Yeah, it sounds plausible.
It sounds plausible.
Seems pretty solid to me. Open and shut case.
Just shut and shut case.
Don't even open
the case.
Man disappeared in Australia, koala in
the
toilet.
Burn the folder case.
Burn it.
Burn the case.
Bury this case. Never happened.
And burn it.
Put it in the refrigerator. Cold case.
Dango's like got him.
Well, so, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Team August podcast for episode
116. 116.5.
No, I'm thinking 118, so we don't have a fucking half episode in here.
Right.
So I'm thinking we do 118 now.
So we do a little time traveling here.
Yeah, so we're a week ahead now. We've been playing Final Fantasy all week. It's been great. We're all max level, doing great, number one guild in the world. Dominating on all of the Japanese people.
Obviously. Great.
Obviously. Very much obvious.
What I miss?
The podcast started.
You're alive.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, I'm Ryan. We had assumed some things about you, and
it was all bad.
It's not important.
That's kind of.
I can imagine. Yes, a little bit. Anyway.
Continue.
118 then, huh?
118. We're going to go a week ahead, and then next week we're going to go a week back, and we're going to reminisce on the past.
Last week.
When we had this podcast, a week in the week of the past.
And weekends past. Long ago. So we have been trying to get this guy back into 14 for the early access.
This guy, explain who you're talking to.
That would be you.
That'd be me, this guy.
This is not happening.
It's not happening right now. I'm so depressed. Terry's got two screens open.
Your business.
I got one screen open. We're at the pre-order page trying to submit my pre-order code. Because I didn't do it. If I would have just done it yesterday, I'm sure I would have been fine. But they're getting hammered right now. And I keep getting an error 3 code which basically is like my code just didn't go through because there's too many people trying to do it. And it's closing up on 3 hours now since I've started.
Got a solid 1 hour in.
Yeah.
Some of this Era 34 business again?
It's just Era 3, right?
Era 3, yeah.
Yeah. That, well, I mean, in one sense, that code and this code are the same because a game is coming out and it's being hammered by all the people trying to get in. But I already had Diablo. I already knew that I had the game. I had the game at that point. That's what made it so bad, is that I had the game. I was ready to roll. This, technically, I don't have the game yet. I don't even have my early access yet, which I should have. So.
And I'm also waiting for it. But I only bought it, like, an hour ago.
Yeah. So. You may be out for the night.
Yeah, probably. I'm just waiting on email. And once again, it probably won't work for me either.
Listen. Probably not.
I would say that I would laugh and laugh, but I can't laugh until I get in. And once I get in, then I can laugh and laugh.
But what would be funny, though, is if I got it before you.
If you get in before me, then it just proves that they hate Americans.
And then I'll laugh and laugh.
Look at how much fun I'm having.
How far did you get in the open beta, Rai?
I didn't play it. I had it. I could have played it for the extra day as well, but I was doing other stuff.
So I don't think he'd be able to catch up with me, even if he had all early access.
How much it carries over, yeah? How far did you get?
I got 18 on my main and 0 on everything else. 20 was the max, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did all right. I mean, I only got...
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah, all right. Oh, I mean, I only got 220s.
220s and right, like a 15?
Bam.
Didn't you get a third class to like 15?
Yeah, I got to like 14. So, you know, I'm just over here flexing it out. You know?
Yeah, right?
220s, 14, what's up?
Well, I should have gave you my fucking account earlier. You could have played Archer for a bit and seen how bullshit they are firsthand.
I could have done it on my account and got another 20.
No, it doesn't work that way. Because you need a bard.
Listen, I don't need anything. I learned very quickly I don't need shit as an arcanist.
Yeah.
I was doing whatever I wanted. Yeah, it's. I feel like I played all the broken classes that phase because I had no problems at all doing anything.
Yeah.
Like, Thaumaturge is broken because he gets sleep. And that's like, puts him to sleep for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It takes like a second to cast, it takes like 2 seconds to recast it. And you can have it on multiple targets. And later on, it becomes an AoE.
Huh.
Yeah. So you just throw it out. Everybody else is asleep. And then you do whatever you want. And then you can put it on them right away again. It gets weaker every time you stack it. But you can keep doing it over and over on the same target.
Huh.
Yeah.
I like Archer.
I guarantee that'll be like the first thing that gets nerfed.
You think?
What?
Yeah.
I'm hoping that Archer doesn't get nerfed at all, because I don't think I'm gonna be able to keep up with all the fucking nerfs. So just leave it fine. You know, just leave it the way it is. Although Pugilist, I have no idea what Pugilist is.
That's the hand to hand dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that's You would think that Conjurer would make more sense for Bard.
Well, that's what it was. The thing is, they shifted it, so Bard is less support and more damage dealer now.
Yeah.
So they shifted their little subclass. So yeah, that'll be fun.
Alex, you're too shiny.
You're too shiny. It's fine. Damn.
I'm a...
is called
Shiny. You're asking why my dog. It's because I'm your dog, bro.
Why is J-Rock a dog? He ain't even a corgi. God damn. Oh, oh wait, you were a corgi just now.
No, I don't think that was a corgi.
No, go back one.
Yeah, I know.
I'm mad now.
I don't think that was one.
Showing you my teeth.
George, go back one. There he goes.
Oh, man.
We fucking dog.
Can we not?
I was gonna say, it's like, George, you need to fucking start using your webcam more so we don't have to do this every time? Or what? I feel like George just needs to put on his webcam for himself, you know, like every day for like an hour, and just like put on all the fucking masks by himself. Yeah, just
shake it out.
Get out of the system.
I figured the hour or so that we've been on webcam would have been enough for you. You're just going through the cycle again. You start it over.
This shit is just not going through.
I know. Don't worry, though, Terry, in 2 hours, we're going to have an update. We're going to status update again.
Like, okay, guys, here's the thing. We'll let you know at midnight.
No, no. Stay, please stay.
No, they've been going at 3-hour intervals, so it's going to be like launch time. Like, okay, 2 a.m., going to have another status update for you. It's more than likely the status is that the game is up.
And people are playing right now. They're having so much fun without you.
Here, I'm going to show you this one guy that's playing right now. Oh, he's an archer, too. Interesting. He's having a great time.
They, like, live stream it right there on the page. Like, hey, we know you can't play, but you can watch other people. Like,
stop
play.
Wasting resources. Put those towards fucking your servers,
use,
man.
They use the same servers that they have the site on.
We're gonna shut down some of our pre-order servers to live stream every single person.
You guys that can't get in? Well, hold on.
Well, at least you can watch these people play. Shut up.
You can tap your keyboard and pretend it's you playing.
Just yeah.
You're doing so great.
Yeah. Final Fantasy. I am so sad.
You just ended up making fun of it, and you're like, "I'm sad."
So sad.
Yeah, Final Fantasy.
What's stupid is that, like, I just fixed my sleep schedule today. Like, I just fixed it.
That was a mistake. Why would you do that?
I didn't know. I obviously didn't know anything of what's going on this entire time. I forgot when open beta was for, like, up until the day before. And then when the pre-order site went up, it was getting hammered then. So I was like, whatever, I'll just wait. I got plenty of time until the early access starts. And then tonight you guys said something about saying, or Alex, when I said, oh yeah, we're going to do a live podcast tonight, he's like, oh, that'll be easy, it'll make it, or that'll be an easy way to stay up, I think is what you said,
yeah, something along those lines.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, stay up, that's weird, okay, I don't know why he's going to stay up, and then I moved on, doing whatever.
That's weird.
A couple more hours go by, and then I see you, Terry, say something like, oh yeah, Sam, whatever, 2 a.m., and I'm like, 2 a.m.? No, I was just thinking to myself, it was like 2 a.m. Last time we had to stay up until 2 a.m. was open beta. Move on. And then...
whatever.
And then like an hour after that is when it finally clicked. And I was like, oh shit! Early access, I think I asked you guys, I was like, is early access tonight? And you guys are like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I went to the pre-order thing. 3 hours later.
Missed out.
I'm still missing out. Mind you.
Register.
You'll get it.
It's been 3 hours, and Terry has two windows open.
I think you should try, well, I guess you don't want to go through the whole PS3 thing, but I mean, It could be a backup.
Well, the thing is, the code works. It's the site that's not taking anything right now.
I tried entering a wrong code, and it immediately told me, it's like, hey, bro, that's wrong.
So the code is fine. The site is dumb.
I should mention real quick, because you guys won't shut the fuck up about it. The webcams are laggy, yes. It's laggy because XSplit, just there's a shit ton of live screens happening on there of a screen on my second screen, and it's pulling that data, putting it over there, and then putting it out while pulling all the data and streaming all at once. I don't know why it's laggy, because we've done this before and it's been fine. But the video is going to be laggy. I'm not dropping any frames. The audio will be just fine, though. So regardless of what quality you're on, the video will be choppy because I can't pull their webcams directly from them.
Choppy.
So that's what's happening.
Mm-mm-mm.
Do you know if the NDA was lifted for early access?
No. Still NDA. The NDA is going to come take you away. Going to come knock on the doors and be like, hey, NDA, open up. This is the NDA.
Open. Heard you've been streaming some Final Fantasy, you faggot. We're here to take your product key away.
Read him his
rights. With the NDA.
You have no rights.
Read him the terms and conditions he agreed to.
Sits there pulling out a dance
click accept.
Is this your mouse click? Did you hit accept here?
Oh god, it is.
Oh god. Oh my god, it's me. I'm so sorry. I didn't read.
I'm with the NDA. I'm taking you downtown.
Shit. We should come up with some shirts.
I'm with the non-disclosure agreement.
Were you there when they were trying to snitch on people streaming it?
No. Who?
Oh, God. Jose and Alex were fucking... They found people on Twitch streaming.
Wait, the game. Alex and Jose were snitching?
Jose.
You assholes!
It was when Jose wasn't able to log in because the server wouldn't let him in for whatever reason. So they were fucking trolling around looking for streams on Twitch. Looking for people to call out.
That's fucked up.
Jose was like tweeting the Final Fantasy. Like, hey, this guy over here streaming.
So he was pissed that he couldn't play, and he just started snitching on the people that could.
Snitches get stitches.
And I guess they saw some guy in the chat that was like, who's the NDA?
Terry, do you mean basketball?
The NDA. I'm with the NDA.
I love the NDA.
What is that?
Hey, Charles Barkley was in the NDA, yeah?
It's like, who do I go to report someone streaming?
That's so messed up.
Those guys are being dicks.
Why were you doing it, Alex? Couldn't you play?
Yeah, couldn't play
if I couldn't stream, neither can they.
Wow. If you're miserable, everybody's miserable.
Yes.
Nothing's...
These guys breaking the rules. I'm over here following them like a bitch. Call the NDA right now.
I'll call that non-disclosure agreement right now.
Local indie. That was the best thing. That was the best thing to come out of that situation.
Yeah, that question made the night. Who is the NBA?
Who's the NBA? NDA knocking down doors, flashing badges.
Open up, NDA!
What would be an NDA badge? I'm gonna Google NDA badge.
It's like those little check boxes. It's just a box with a little check mark in it.
It's just a radio button. I'm getting other things said. Our initials NDA. National Data Agency.
Mm-mm.
I put NDA police and yeah.
Damn. I'm gonna show you guys this picture real quick. I'm gonna post it in the Twitch chat, that way they can all see it too. That way you guys could just pull it from there.
Oh my god, there is
Dr. NDA.
There's a Twitter account called NDA Police.
Is it no, really?
It says break your fucking NDA and we'll come for you.
Holy crap. At NDA Police.
Yep.
Their website is apple.com.
And they're in Cupertino, too.
Don't underestimate Apple security. We have our own secret service.
I miss Cupertino. I'm sad now.
No. He's following people and then congratulating them on not breaking their NDA. with not even being tagged. Some guy named Zacklemore said, anyone else having their maps.app crashing on redacted to the 6? And he's like, good job not breaking your NDA. Anybody that breaks their NDA is to be put on death row. Let's see, he's too Apple-centric, though.
Yeah. We break our NDA, we reserve every right to raid your house.
You hear those sirens coming, you know who it is.
It's that freaking, the default Apple iPhone ringtone. That's their siren.
Like, shit.
Someone's calling.
Hide the computer, hide the computer.
Hide your phone.
What is it? It's the Marimba one, yeah? Yeah. What? Here, everybody. I'll post a picture there. Or the video, rather, of a really crappy ringtone recording. But that...
Shit, NDA police!
That...
It's like they have their own SWAT team. Your doors right? Get knocked down and smoke grenades going out.
Using eye guns.
Oh, I can't wait. 4 hours.
Didn't you say something about having to go to work at 5?
What?
You said something about having to go to work.
He has work at noon.
I work at noon. I was thinking I'd stay up till like 5. I'll probably push it. Last time I told myself I'd stay up till like 3. I was like, oh, I'll just play for an hour, get myself set up, and then
whatever.
Nope. By then I was halfway to 20.
And there was no going back.
There was no going back.
So you work at noon and play till like 5.
Yup. Well, hopefully. Hoping it'll just be 5.
3 hours or so. I have nothing to do today.
Well, aren't you a lucky son of a bitch?
I am. I have the whole weekend off.
Something it's better
rare
than
I don't see.
Not being able to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Which is my current situation of is not being able to do anything.
There we go.
This shit is not yielding.
So who else in the chat is playing Final Fantasy?
Raise your hands.
I know a few people. Because I've been asked already what server we're on. So...
We're on nope. Leviathan, by the way.
Leviathan.
Are they going to let people in, or are they still being...
Who's crumpling
shit?
I bet it's George. Yeah, surprise fucking George. We know who it is.
That's a guilty face.
That's a podcast amateur right there, Terry. We must break him.
Mm-hmm.
Shimmy's playing Shimmy. Final Fantasia.
She's playing Finale Fantasia.
Good.
I think that's probably the last scene in Fantasia, yeah? She's probably just on repeat.
He just has it on repeat, yeah.
Okay.
It's the Club Penguin of MMOs.
So, fucking Jose and Alex here played Club Penguin for like 2 hours the other day. Instead of recording SMP with me. They didn't want to record SMP. They didn't want to at all. Instead, while I mined on there to replace all of the shit that we've been losing, these two fucks were on Club Penguin actually playing. Jose, they went on because they thought it'd be funny to get banned on there, and they played!
Did you even get banned?
They played Club Penguin.
Alex got banned, and then Jose played for like...
For like another hour! For like another hour! And we kept saying, Jose, when are you going to get banned? And he goes, hold on, I made a friend.
Jose made a friend with a guy.
We gotta talk a lot of shit on Jose right now, because he's not here. Also, Alex, real quick, since you already know this fucking story, ask to see if Whitey wants to join the call or not.
Yeah, I think he does.
Oh, invite him then.
Whitey.
Okay, so Jose, after Alex gets banned, Alex, real quick, how did you get banned?
There was a pink penguin throwing snowballs at me, and I told them to stop, and they wouldn't. So I said, fucking stop, you pink cunt. And I got banned.
I like that, though. The one picture that I really liked was the one that you posted about the dude behind the counter asking people what sort of pizza they want.
Milkshake.
And some other penguin comes up, and I was like, milkshake, please. And he goes, that's not a fucking pizza, you idiot. And then he gets banned immediately. The reason that they were looking into Club Penguin was that we were just throwing around the idea of doing a Club Penguin Team LP. But I was busy. I wanted to film S&P because we're out. By the way, S&P's not going to be out for a fucking while because these guys don't want to record. Ever. We had plenty of chances. If anything, now is the time to do it when Ryan's away because we could record at any time. The reason we record so late in the day is because of Ryan. So anyways, whatever. Jose ends up playing after Alex gets banned, okay? Alex gets banned, and then Jose meets this little kid who, his name was something Halo-ish.
Was it Ryan?
No, it was something from Halo.
It was Halo Reach something.
Oh, yeah, it was like Halo Reach fan or something. And, so Jose starts talking to him about Halo, and the kid said, "Is like, yeah, no, Halo is my favorite game. And stuff like that." I'm paraphrasing.
That's around
all this
the time
stuff.
I got banned.
Yeah.
I was hanging around them.
Oh, okay. And then Jose asked him if it was on PS3 or not, and he goes, yeah, it is. The guy didn't fucking... he must have been a kid, because he didn't... He's like a real small kid.
He's on Club Penguin.
Well, I mean, yeah, I was going to say. You kind of have to assume.
Are we throwing Whitey in
here? Go ahead. Terry, we can assume that, but I have very good evidence that two 25-year-olds were playing Club Penguin not too long ago. So, I'm just going to make the
33.
Assumption.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Whitey.
Boots. I'm here.
Hold on, we're in mid-talk about insulting Jose about him playing Club Penguin.
Oh, okay, you do that, I'm going to go get something to eat.
Okay, so... Jose's chatting up this little boy, and then eventually...
Okay, hold on. Maybe rephrase that.
No, yeah, that's fuck you. That's 100% correct. He's chatting up this little boy, right? And then they become frames. They become friends.
Become frames.
And my brain is all Club Penguin right now. And so... I think they add each other on their friends list. I think that's what he meant. And then he was just talking to this kid forever. And he was, like, asking these obviously wrong questions about Halo. And I think Jose asked, was like, is that the game with the dude with the sword and the... I don't know. He said something else. He said swords and something else.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. The fact is, Jose talked to this kid for, like, an hour... And then he moved on. He went to a different place. Like, after he made that friend...
Okay, I'm done.
After he made a friend there, he moved to, like, a different room to make more friends. And...
Gonna make more friends. You wanna
come? I can't remember the details of what happened after that. Do any of you guys?
No. He got banned eventually.
Eventually got banned, yeah.
How did he get banned?
I don't know how. I just heard him say, well, I'm banned.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Alex,
I think he just logged out.
Maybe, yeah, maybe he just logged out. Maybe he messaged his friend real quick. All right, going, taking off for the night. TTYL ILU. Quick ILU and a moi face. And then he signs off.
He's probably Alex. Right now.
Alex, they want you to play Second Life. You love that game, don't you?
They want all of
us. We've already confirmed.
They want all of us to play Second Life.
We've already confirmed that we're going to play Second Life, you guys. You got to stop just saying it over and over. It's going to happen. We're going to wait until Ryan gets his computer, which is, well, you can't see it. It's over there.
Oh.
You can't, can't see it.
You want to see it? You want to see
it? Staring at it like, yeah. All
right. Here's his, his processor box.
Hey, hey now, spoilers.
What?
Make sure that he does not know that this stream even happened.
He's in California right now, and with a shitty computer that he's not going to hook up. He's not going to be connected to the internet at all, aside from his phone, which all he does is read the news, anyways. So, unless we end up on national news,
he also reads Twitter.
Chatting up little boys.
Chatting up little boys.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
But
oh boy, that completely changes depending on how you say it.
So what I miss?
You didn't miss anything. Jose became friends with a little boy, and then kept his Club Penguin account to keep playing.
He's probably with that little right now.
With the little boy.
Yep.
So I bet he told him all about them boner pills.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Totally. Also, I look at the chat, and all I see is Whitey's here. Time for some fun.
Okay. Never mind then. I was just letting you know, too, that we were live streaming, but you already know.
No, I saw the tweet. That's why I was like, hey, God.
Hey, bitch.
What's up? Also, I had a horrible experience in Payday 2 last night.
Tell us, Whitey.
Oh, yeah, well, I was going to come for that, but I slipped in. Sorry.
Yeah, because four assholes that I'm not going to name, but there are four of them, wouldn't let me play Payday with them. And one sexy guy that is also going to remain unnamed was going to play with me and never showed up. And so I live streamed it. Ended up with a lot of crying. I got the wrong Cheetos because we were robbing convenience stores and I was like, oh shit, they got Cheetos, and I got the wrong ones. Everybody hated me for it. And then we busted up trying to put porn in this senator's safe or something, and they got mad at me, and it was just horrible.
The senator's safe?
I don't know. There's some mission where like you steal paintings, and then you
you don't want to do that one alone.
We couldn't even do it with people.
Yeah, we couldn't even do it on normal.
I had to join randoms, like, because everyone's just like, you're gonna die. Kaz is laughing his ass off, and everyone was loving it, but I had a horrible time.
Why didn't you join those four people that were playing?
Listen.
They wouldn't let me in. Problem. They're like, you're not
there
cool.
Four.
They're not four. Cool. And then, no, the most, four the thing that pissed people. Off was more was one of those guys is like, I'm leaving, so you can take my spot. So when he left, everybody left.
That was
but
me.
I'm not naming any names here because I ain't a snitch.
I don't fucking snitch.
I'm like someone here.
Me.
Honor.
Fucking honor. Terry knows what honor's about.
I'll call the goddamn NDA police. I don't give a shit.
He's just sitting in his room, like looking out the window through the blinds.
Call the NDA. That motherfucker is streaming?
Bitch.
And I can't stream? Nah.
I don't fucking think so. We'll fix that right now.
This.
Yeah, but other than that, Payday's fun. I like it.
I'm playing it on PS3. It's alright.
Yeah. And the sad part is everyone knew what was going on. I don't know what the fuck was going on. No one told me about controls, what classes to pick and stuff. And it's just like...
Have fun.
I hate those four assholes. I hope I never see him again in my life.
Well, now you know how it felt when we played the first Payday. We didn't even know there were classes. Till, like,
we didn't. We didn't even know we could do it stealthy.
That's true, isn't it? We never, ever were able to do it stealthy on any of them.
But you could do the whole. You could do the whole mission stealthy.
That's exactly why.
Well, in the first payday, we had no idea.
It never occurred to us.
Masks on, guns out, start shooting people.
All right, because
walk in, guns
one of the guys
blazing.
Was like, "Let's do it stealth." I'm like, "Okay," but there was a guy there, and he looked at me funny, and I shot him. And I thought everything would be okay.
No, the other night I was playing with them, and Adrian, we're doing the painting one though, where we had to steal the paintings, and Adrian's like trying to open this little side door. And it's one of those doors that has a little like security sign on it, like telling you that it has like security there. And I was like, wait a minute, is that door not going to start an alarm when you open it?
Security or an alarm?
It has like, you know how at like some places have like signs say this place is protected by blah, blah, blah security.
Yeah.
And usually in the game, that means that that specific spot will set off an alarm if you don't disable the alarm.
In Payday 2?
Payday 2, yeah.
What mission?
I think it just means it's a security room.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Was it just a surveillance room?
No, it was a bathroom, was the thing.
What?
Door that leads into a bathroom.
They don't want you taking dumps without letting them know.
It was, yeah. But the thing is, it was like that on another mission, where, like, it was at a security room, and it was the one with the FBI place, Alex, where you had to go to that fucking fuse box or whatever and cut the wire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fire started.
Otherwise, if you try to go through the door without doing that, it sets off the alarm or whatever, unless you have ECM jammer. But anyway, he's unlocking this door. And as soon as the door opens, the door swings open, and there's just a guard sitting right there. And we're trying to do this stealth, but I completely forgot what I had in my hand and that we were doing this stealth. I had my shotgun. So he opens the door. There's a guard. A second later, I'm like... And all the other guards are freaking out, and I'm like, oh.
I don't think I've ever seen you with a silenced pistol, Terry. Have you never? Do you not own one?
I own one. You start with one. I use
not that. A silenced one.
Well, yeah, you start with a silencer. You have to put it on, but you start with the silencer. But yeah,
that
I used
so
it.
Funny.
I forgot to switch. I was kind of like, my head wasn't there. I was looking at something else, and I was waiting for him to open the door. I look back over, the door swings open, guard's sitting right there. Pow!
I look over. I'm like on the side of the building next to them, but I can't really see the doorway. Yeah. And Adrian's saying something, and the door opens, I guess, because he goes, what? No! I just hear Terry's go.
Yeah. But I became the snack guy, because, you know, the convenience stores.
Rookie?
No, I was carrying.
Greenhorn?
Yeah, I was carrying the snacks because I chose stealth, so apparently I was able to rob the ATM.
Well, you can rob the ATM regardless.
No, but I had the thingy that let me do it.
Well, the ATM, never mind. I thought you meant the registers.
No, the ATM. I was like, oh, cool. And then like, I was like, oh, man, I could buy all these Monsters and Red Bulls and stuff. Like, you think the driver might need, like, a boost, you know? So I was carrying all the snacks. A boost.
I think with all the angel dust that he's on, he's fine.
You know, so I was like, you know,
no, thanks,
I'm like,
bro.
I'm
full of money.
I'm good.
I'm maybe level one, but I'm contributing to the team right now. I got all the snacks.
Didn't you hear him at the beginning of the level before you leave the van? He's always asking people, he's like, you guys want to fly?
I just thought he wanted to go fast. No. I thought my driver was Sonic.
He's gotta go fast.
Gotta go fast.
I just imagine Bootsy out there, like, in the middle of a fucking intense-ass shootout, being like, anybody need Cheetos? Doritos? <Don't>, snack?
Hey, I was saying that. Everyone's shooting, and shit's going on. I'm, like, in the convenience store. I'm like, yo, you guys want Cheetos? Here's a Red Bull.
Mountain Dew in here.
Everyone's like, yeah, I want a Red Bull. I'm like, oh, fuck, they only got Monster. Is that okay with everybody?
No, fuck that. Give me some Dew.
Some money.
You're not stopping.
Everybody's filling duffel bags full of money, and you got Whitey stuffing it with Cheetos and Monster.
Duffel bags full of Cheetos.
Well, look, if we're all splitting it, I figured I'd get everyone a snack, because if it takes 3 days, you know, we might get hungry.
It's like, God damn it, Bootsy, get back to the van. We don't need Cheetos. And he goes, these are flaming hot Cheetos, motherfucker. I'm not leaving these behind.
These are premium. They don't make these anymore.
It's a limited time only.
There's only a couple of stores that carry these anymore, man.
I haven't seen these since I was a kid. Oh, man, they got Big League Chew.
I left the money on the counter. It's fine. Let's just go. It's like, you're leaving money?
No, I put the bags.
Well, it's either carry the snacks or the money. What do you want?
I put the bags next to each other, and it's just like, okay, we gotta go. And I grab the wrong one. Oh, fuck.
Walk out. Bitch, are those Dunkaroos?
Yeah. Oh,
dump the money.
I was supposed to have money, wasn't I?
These things are worth their weight in gold.
Do you guys want some, like, yogurt or something? Or, like, well, come on, get in the van! Okay, I'll pick up yogurt. You're right. We're moving.
You're
we're
right.
Moving.
We're driving.
We're driving.
You seem kind of tense. Here's a Mountain Dew.
I picked up...
You get a little cranky when you get hungry. Here's a Snicker.
Here's a Yodel.
I know you get a little motion sickness in the car. I picked you up some Dramamine and this hot cloth. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to help you out.
Here's a couple yodels and devil dogs. Shut up.
Got you a ginger ale to help, you know, your stomach.
Also, I don't understand what you're supposed to do with your masks off, so I just kind of walked around.
That's what you do. You case the joint. You
case the place.
Yeah.
Well, like, are you supposed to do anything, or are you just supposed to see who's there? Like,
you're just supposed to check it out, yeah.
Check out the layout, figure out your plan of attack.
Yep.
All right,
position yourself.
Basically,
I saw the grocery store, and that's what I was hitting.
Basically, find where the safes are and where the security guards are and how many people are where. You know,
or if you're stealthing it, you know, position yourself somewhere where you won't get seen.
Well, it usually just ended up with me shouting at people, and when they wouldn't go down, I shot them.
And you don't want to do that.
Look, I need to assert my dominance. They need to know.
Redemption.
That I am not fucking around.
If you just shoot your gun in the air, it will probably scare them into sitting down.
No.
Okay.
Everybody.
Hey. Just that's a suggestion. I understand. Sometimes you gotta put them down.
That's how I started a lot of my beta days in Payday. I would just shoot the roof, like when we're doing the jewelry store. I just keep firing at the ceiling, and then one of you yelled at me for it.
Yeah, because someone on the street heard the gunshot and called the police.
There is a skill that lets you do that, though. Shoot in the air, and everybody gets intimidated and gets on the ground.
Again, you know, sometimes they don't do that. So I had to put one down so they know that I'm not afraid to put them down.
I'm afraid to pull the trigger.
I'm afraid? You call me a fraud? I ain't a fraud. Here's your fraud detection right here. Bam.
I'll tell you who's not afraid, Terry. The first fucking time that in any mission that we say, all right, kill the civilians, or that we're wiping, all of the civilians are dead.
Wait, you could actually kill civilians loss. Without penalty?
No.
No, there's
Terry,
a penalty.
Terry takes that penalty.
Acceptable losses.
There's some deaths are acceptable if it's to prevent the mission from failing. If you have to take a $6,000 dump to keep the mission from failing to make $50,000, then, you know, go for it. Consider it an asset.
Well, again, that's why I'm saying I put people... They look at me and they say, look at this guy in a clown mask, like, right here. I ain't taking this fucker seriously.
You want to reserve it for an emergency, there not...
Yeah.
If you have people in front of you and you're yelling at them, you're probably good.
No, they need to know.
Hey, far be it from me.
Maybe bring a photo album next time. Show them the photo album bag. Here, listen, these are all the people I've killed this week. If you just need to let them know that you're serious, just bring the photo album. They'll figure it out.
I also want to tie up police, but... You know, to let them know that I could take a cop down.
You could.
He's got the right idea. You gotta take the police out on a date. The whole force.
Start with the chief.
Start with the chief.
Let him know that he's the alpha alpha.
Let
chief.
Him know that he's special to you.
Take him out. Don't tell him
about all the other people you're dating on
take,
the force.
Take
well, see,
him
the
thing out
is,
for
I
a
let
week.
Him know that by shooting him in the head.
Take the chief out for a week, and then all the other guys for like an hour. Schedule like 5 dates a day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so when you're scoping out, we take them out on dates, and then
you're scoping for numbers, for digits.
So this way, when they're
hey,
in a fight,
officer.
Call
it. Let me get the for a second. Let me talk to you for a second.
When I grab
Why
some
don't
Cheetos.
You call me anymore? Why won't you look at me when we make love?
Oh my god. You're just trying to kiss him, lady.
I think you have to go that far.
You're going desperate, ex-girlfriend. You're going way too far. You need to dial it back.
You're just trying to kiss him, lady. That's it.
Just trying to get a kiss. That's why you get the kissy mask, too.
There's a kissy mask?
There's two.
I don't know what's up with the mask things, because, like, what's up with the card things, too? It's just like,
there's one that Jose has where it's just, like, pouty lips, you know, just a little kiss. And then there's the one I have. I like to call him Chapstick. Because it's an all-white mask.
Old and Chapstick.
His mouth is, for whatever reason, his mouth is all, like, pink and, like, reddish and, like,
it's gross. It's a crackhead.
I liked my updates to your mask.
So do you actually make a mask, or are they just preset ones?
The beast is colors and shit. Yeah, you can change the color and like the pattern on it.
All right, how do I get masks?
I have a picture of my chest.
So the cards are
by completing missions at the end. You have to choose between one of three cards, and you have to just luck out that one of them turns out to be a mask, and then you have to luck out even further that mask doesn't turn into be a material or a color.
That's pretty good.
I was level 39 when I got my first mask.
Chapstick.
Yeah, I think I was 28.
Every mask card I got was colored.
Chapstick. He's got like his mouth hanging open, like he wants to make out with too much tongue.
He's like, I'm gonna get you.
He's gonna get something, but
no, you're gonna get something. I don't get why his lips are all like gross and red.
Because he's a crackhead. The crackhead mask.
I'm trying to find the chat that we were in so I could show them my edited versions.
Oh, yeah. The hype.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, here it is. I found it.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to post it in a Twitch chat.
Yeah, Tweety chat. Twitch
chat. That way they can all see it.
What?
Oh. Hey, baby.
That's old Chapstick.
Crackhead Joe.
The crackhead mask.
Hey, man, you got some crack for me?
Yeah.
Then after you say, yeah, that's that last picture. He goes, all right.
Fucking Jake dating some DLC. Take your police boyfriend to the summer festival. Police goon the fireworks or something.
No, it's stuck on the Ferris wheel simulator.
Fucking Jake.
That's good. I'd buy it. Was it like
I'd buy
bucks?
That for a dollar.
Nah, it'll be 15 beach for sure. The beach mission.
We don't want a beach episode with me in it. Bonus score for acting like a tsundere. That belongs to Alex.
That's mine. I'll go down that tree.
Actually, no. We gotta have a Gundam fight with Heyday.
It gets its own tree.
It's a tsundere tree.
I guess its skill is to let people know that you don't care about them, but you really do. When you really do.
Secretly you do.
Makes your blush brighter.
It's like it lets you yell at the civilians, but then you'll start blushing. Like you're on the ground.
you go, Baka, it's not like I care about you. Please get down. Baka, get down on the ground. But it's not like I care.
That'd be amazing.
What's the deployable item for the level 1 skill?
The deployable. Do you deploy in that scenario?
Homework.
Sushi.
Sundetta payday.
That's
ridiculous.
I want an anime mask in the game. I know some generic anime girl.
Let's wait for the mod.
If only I could create a Hazuma mask.
Yeah, if they ever release a workshop for Payday, yeah. Oh, that's where all the cool masks are gonna start coming in. Get like a Goku one, and the hair is just like fucking way up here, and you have to crouch to get in through regular doorways.
If we can make our own mask, that is it. We will go to town on that shit.
There'd be a lot of dick masks.
There would be.
Oh, boy.
It'd just be like the eyes. It'd just be popping out of the eyes and walk around like...
I feel like I had this conversation about customization before in that game Drawn Together. Or not Drawn Together.
Scribble Knots.
Drawn to Life. No, Drawn to Life.
Draw something?
It was something Draw...
I've played that game.
Draw my thing.
You could do whatever you want. You can put.
No, I feel like I had this conversation with Terry before. My character was a dick, and his legs were the balls. And I gave him his gun, and he shot white stuff. It was games like that are things I should not.
I don't remember this conversation.
I vaguely remember it. I mean, Scribblenauts was already getting pretty bad. I mean, Rai Rai was there.
No.
Yeah,
no.
He tried to hang a black lady.
What? Whoa! You're right.
Black lady wanted a place to sit. Black lady wanted a place to sit down. He tried to hang her.
Look, when you give me the freedom to do things like this, you regret it.
I don't know if I regret you or your education system over there.
Look.
What failed you over there, Whitey? what happened where it's just like, hey, you know, black people? Whatever.
All right, look.
Just move on. there's better things in life to think about those people.
Look, see, everyone said the Scribblenauts stream was great, but I even got into the conversation of how my mom, when I was a kid, mm-hmm. basically always told me, I can't say this on Potato Stream, but I was never allowed...
Then why are you saying it?
No. The word.
Oh, okay, the word. Okay.
I was never, like, she never said, you better not marry an African-American civilian.
Civilian.
And as little interaction as I have with her today, she still, whenever I do, she always tells me.
She reminds you.
No, it's okay.
Hey, Whitey. Hey, Whitey. Whitey, remember that thing I told you when you were
the
six?
African-American race. She says that. She doesn't know anything about, like, you know, the stuff I do online. Doesn't know anything about that. She always tells me that.
Does she know that the internet exists?
Nope. Well, she does, but it's always Farmville on Facebook or whatever.
Wow.
All right, so that was... And I was making the point that this is not a joke.
Does she know that...
This is how I was raised.
Okay. I think we've learned a lot today. Not Whitey's mom, but we've learned a lot. And that's what's important.
that
we are smarter.
That is why they call me Whitey.
Now, why do we call you Bootsy?
Because my name...
Because of me.
Because of
I think it was because of us.
Yeah.
It was Terry and I were having a conversation about how all of us, we just started calling each other by our real names, just evolved to the point where we're all, you know, we've been friends fucking long enough, whatever, you know. And then we're like, the only person that we don't call by their actual name is Whitey. It's like, we should just fucking change his name again, man.
Start calling him Bootsy.
Because I have the fanciest boots.
Mm-hmm. And then Bootsy mm-hmm. was born.
Yeah.
I think around the same time, that's when Purse came around, wasn't it?
Purse? Purse was because Ryan...
That was later.
No, it was because Ryan said, where's Terrence Percival Mac?
Oh.
And it sounded so legit. I was like, that cannot be Terry's
you
real
name. You believed it.
You guys were like, that's not really his middle name. And Ryan goes, no, but it sounds like it could be, right?
All right, but Would you have believed it if that he said it was Jose Percival?
No.
Okay. Well, what's the situation here? Why is Terry doesn't look like a Percival to me?
It's the name, the Terrence Percival.
It's probably the first name.
It just flows perfect.
It's like those fancy names like Terrence Percival.
Bartholomew.
Yeah, thank
Montgomery the Third.
I like Bartholomew.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Damn, I missed out.
Yeah, you did.
The fact, even though my name also changed to Bootsy, also changed the fact that I'm still not, that I still do not go by my name.
Yeah.
I don't think I even know your name.
And that shall remain the mystery.
I was just about to say, because I've
shut up, Terry! Shut up!
I was... Hold on now.
I was so close to saying it multiple times.
That's not even your real name.
Let's not go into that.
Shut your
Let's do it.
Stop. Now you're just playing just a tip. Everyone's going to be like, what is it?
Come on.
That was great.
Come on. Steven?
Shut up! There was multiple times where I was just like, I was about to say his name. I was like, yeah, I'll give him a chance to see if he wants to do it himself. It's Steve!
It's like kryptonite.
I don't even want to hear it. I haven't even revealed your true form. mostly because I don't remember what it was.
Whitey, do your employers call you Whitey or Bootsy? Is it Whitey Bootsy? Is it Mr. Bootsy at work?
Yeah.
Mr. Whitey Bootsy?
Yep.
That's interesting.
Mr. White Boots.
At least you have a middle name like Alex.
I do have
a I know Terry. I mean, not Terry. What's his face? Whitey's real name. I feel like it's been said somewhere on YouTube, though.
No. Because I wasn't even aware about it until, like, last month or something. I was talking to Jose, and I was like, really?
I have to write this down on my journal real quick.
See, this is what happens when I let one black guy live.
When you let people in.
When you make friends.
It's like, I knew I should have killed Jose.
I knew I should have had fucking anthrax in that Mr. Limpy package. Knew it. Terry, you made a powerful enemy today.
Hey, Terry holds all the cards now.
Terry's got me by the balls.
I really don't remember your actual name.
You could have, Terry, if you didn't say that.
All right. Well, to be fair, that has, it's, all paperwork and stuff is whatever with that, so it is no longer part of me.
Yeah.
So that name.
You legally changed your name?
Well,
your original name?
It is gone. It has been gone.
Can it not be killed? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Not truly be killed. It's only sealed away.
Is it like a Horcrux or something? Did it separate part of its soul into like random objects throughout the world that you have to go and kill? Is this Harry Potter?
That would be a much more interesting.
Like, the name itself doesn't particularly bother me. It's more so the fact that it has no, you know, whatever. It only got changed because this is what I was born with, and then my mom's like, "Fuck."
Is it a name that has no vowels?
No. It's just because I was named after my grandpa, and then my mom was like, "Fuck, I don't like my dad anymore."
Your grandpa wasn't just called Ku Klux Klan, was he?
No, but I hear he was also one of the co-founding members.
Oh my god.
Destroying the name would make it more powerful than you.
You can only seal it away. And pray no one unseals it.
It's like buried in the like Bermuda Triangle next to Kratos or something. In the Sea of Monsters.
Where no one can reach it.
It's just like a bottle with a rock in it, and the name is written on a piece of paper.
anyone unleashes it, it just goes.
Giant pillar of light.
I am free.
Just lightning shooting up.
It's like Beetlejuice
coming in.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Nobody says the B word.
You must throw the name into the fire.
It'd be funny. All this shit happens, right? And, like, clouds start circling around, and, like, lightning, and, like, all this other shit, and the dude just pulls out the paper, and, yeah, that's a dumb name. Puts it back in, throws it back in the water.
And on the other side of the planet, Whitey's just walking by, and he's just like...
just class.
You mustn't free him.
I have to leave.
I have a horrible case of diarrhea. I need to go.
I got the Taco Bell shits. It's an emergency.
Random ass like symbols start lighting up on his arm.
It's like trying to pull his shirt over it. It's like, I have to go. No!
Not this. Not now.
Not now.
I've always feared this day.
I have to use my vacation days.
My chest starts glowing. I'm like, uh-oh. At that point, I would have to fly and destroy Terry. Because it would be him.
Yeah, right. You'd be in a weakened form.
You wouldn't have strength.
For every person that knows his true name, he grows weaker.
My influence on the world. It grows weaker.
Do I play League? No, I don't.
What's your middle name, Alex?
And then I bring out my Dark Gundam.
Why not? You scared?
I'll face you, Terry. Let's go. 1v1.
Come see me.
Yo, I'll tell everybody my middle name if you do the same, Alex.
No.
It's turning into fucking girl talk now.
What about if Terry and I both tell you our middle names?
Terry's is Percival. Everybody knows this already.
That's like saying Whitey's name is Steve.
Every time you say it, it burns.
It burns. How funny would it be if Whitey's real name was Voldemort? How funny would that be?
He should not be named. Whitey.
Yo.
What's up? His name is like Voldemort Harrison.
Voldemort Harrison Ford.
He says the S word, okay.
Voldemort Steve.
Steven.
Steve Voldemort.
Oh, Jesus. Going to sound lovely on our audio podcast.
Steve Riddle.
I guess it doesn't sound any better even if he had video.
Well, Alex?
Yep, Bearded Pig, that's my name. My full birthright name. My Christian name.
Rabbit Detroit.
See Rabbit Detroit.
My middle name is Lily.
Varyon, you're hurting me. I hate that question so much.
What do you ask?
It's my actually Lily Steve Flowers.
Steven. That's a beautiful middle name.
Thank you.
I was going to make an example. It's Steven. It's James, but it actually is.
Hey, which one is it, Whitey?
That's actually a bold thing to just assume that his full name is Steven.
Oh.
Sheriff Steven.
It's Steven. You've uncovered my secrets.
I will return one day. Curse you, He-Man.
This is like a shriveled body.
Curse you, Justice League! Bearded pig, I curse you!
Do you hate it because you're named after your filthy muggle father?
I didn't even hear what you said.
Filthy muggle.
How dare you?
Alright, but if you must filthy know, it is with a V.
V.
For Vendetta?
V for Voldemort.
Shut up! He wasn't know.
It was Steve Voldemort. Steve Voldemort.
It works out because he does that thing where he rearranges the letters.
Curse you, Samurai Jack.
What happened to Alex?
He's probably taking a dump.
Maybe we should say his middle name while he's gone.
I think he was killed.
It's Durka Herka, right?
We should definitely not do that.
I thought it was Lily.
It's Lily Flowers.
Lily Potter.
Alex Lily Flowers.
I thought it was Alex.
Everyone's saying it's vagina.
No, they're still talking about Whitey.
Oh.
I don't even know how that relates to me.
Because of V.
Oh.
You said it's with a V.
They're just tacking on Vs to the end of Steve.
They're just putting Vs on shit.
It hurts. Terry.
I know. I'll tell you my real name if you tell me yours.
Your name is not.
Mine's Dwight Steve Lachman. Excuse me, Dwight Stavoldemort Lachman. I shall shorten it.
Voldemort to fly.
Third. Have you guys ever felt the feeling of a knife being stabbed in your chest and twisted? That is what I'm feeling right now.
I'm pretty sure Whitey would be okay if his name was Vlad.
Yeah.
Call him Vlad.
I wish it was Vlad.
Nobody Vlad.
Then he could wear a cloak and no one give him shit. It's like, why are you wearing a cloak? My name's Vlad. Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, I get sense. It.
Is it sad that for some reason every time I think of my name, I always think of that one scene from The Cable Guy where he gets his lisp punched out?
Does he say your name?
That was Matthew Broderick's character's name.
Was it Matthew Broderick? Is your name Matthew Broderick?
Yes.
Damn.
Not everyone in the chat is going to go watch that movie.
Yeah, go watch Cable Guy.
Watch The Cable Guy. Fuck.
It's a great movie.
Look it up.
No, it's Whitey confirmed for Brawl.
Damn.
You're not going to Evo for Brawl. Your Brawl game is weak.
Going to Evo for
Dark Kick. I can beat you.
I'm going to Evo for Dark Kick.
Going to Evo for KOF.
Did you know that they have controllers made for that?
For Dark Kick?
Dive kick, yeah, actual, like, you know, you know how arcade stick things just, or whatever? They have one for that, and it's just two giant buttons on, like, a thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because I saw the in-game. Yeah, I saw the in-game.
It's just thing your character makes, right?
What?
Yeah, that character.
Yeah, it's just thing makes.
The thing is, the dive kick controller.
When he throws out all the random shit, and it sometimes falls into the weird beatbox-looking thing.
I always thought it was a beatbox thing.
Yeah.
I only played it that night.
Mm-hmm. Fucking dive kick. That was amazing.
Terry, I hear you play the Baz. That means you're my mortal enemy now.
Yes.
I am playing S-Kill.
I hate him, dude. I could not understand his teleport shit.
You gotta teleport twice before you can dive kick.
I know that. I'm just saying. It's just that it wasn't. I didn't like it.
It's iffy, but he's more. He's a very defensive character because he has counters.
Yeah, the fucking Jose, like, pulled that block shit out on me out of nowhere. I was like, what?
But yes, I got the hang of him. It's just, apparently Dr. Scholes is very good against him because the angles of approach are not to my forte.
Dr. Scholes is, like, fucking broken.
Well, it takes after Dr. Doom, so.
Oh, yeah.
Doom's dive kick is.
Oh yeah, because she has the mask and everything.
Well, the dive kick is basically Doctor Doom, and then when she wins, she throws out hidden fireworks instead of hidden missiles.
Yeah, she's broken. She's really good.
Yeah, I like her because I like the fact that you could change the angle.
Yeah, change the angle on the fly. That's what killed me.
Yep.
That's how you beat the Baz.
The thing is with Doctor Scholes. Her air hitbox is so fucking weird. I countered Jose three times in a row, and my retaliation missed. Three fucking times. It was on stream, and it was just like, what the fuck?
What?
Bootsy, can you train me in dive kick? I think if any fighting game that I'm going to get good at, I should probably get good at dive kick, because it's obviously the superior one.
It's so, dive kick. How do you not understand the meta to dive kicking?
What?
You gotta.
Yeah, all right. No, you gotta slow down. You gotta start right, way look, before right, that.
Look, saying guys, all these words.
I don't even know how to spell the game yet.
Okay, you go up and then you go down, and generally in a different.
Is that game. Up on the keyboard?
Yes.
Up to where? Q.
You basically just start with Q. See, this is also hard because this. Just push buttons.
I did that. It did not work out well for me.
All right, you got to push buttons better. Oh, it's hard. It's hard to explain.
That's
this
my problem.
Dive kick is like you get hit once and you're dead. Generally, yeah. Traditional dive kicks, you get
yeah,
hit by
what's that.
Okay,
where's
combo.
All my health?
You can block it. Generally, you can block dive kicks.
How can you block it?
Because
where's the block key?
You press the third.
Now, do you use your keyboard or are you using a 360 controller?
I use my arcade stick.
You're using on the computer?
My arcade stick is dual modded. I could play on Xbox, PS3, or PC.
Now, can you play on a trash can?
Yes, I can.
Can you play while it rains?
Somebody asked me, what do I think of Skullgirls? Skullgirls is all right, but it's basically Marvel, and I don't like Marvel.
What do you think of Marvel?
Marvel is a very... It's a hilarious game, but it's not something I would take seriously.
What's the block button in Marvel?
The block button is the block button. There is no block button because you get hit once and you die after a very long, intricate combo.
Oh my god.
That usually involves...
Shimmy's on top of this shit.
Boy, wow. When she... kawaii.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Firework just starting, police kid.
Oh, God.
Damn, Terry, that's a nice mask. Terry's chest is not that hairy.
What?
That's you.
No.
Yeah?
No.
That's you with the mask.
Oh, that one.
Come on. You didn't even pick it up.
I ain't got nothing going on there.
I feel that we should probably play some dive kick out.
My anime mask. That's beautiful.
Terry, you still inputting codes for me?
Yes, that has been going on the whole time.
Yeah, I'm still going too. 11 p.m. Which means 4 hours.
Oh, it's not me. I guess.
Not you? Oh, well, she made it a black person, and we were talking about it, and Terry's the only black dude right now, so we can only assume that it's probably Whitey or Terry.
It could be Bootsy.
Because I assume, Whitey, if you were white or black, you would probably wear a white mask.
Yes. I want to be Michael Jackson.
I think he'd wear a lot more than a white mask.
What are you talking about, like a white wig?
Yes.
White shoes?
Anything possible. No white robe.
white pointy hat.
White pointy
shoes. Real dress down clothes, you know, it's nice and
basically,
loose.
Basically, I would like to walk around as a ghost.
To scare people.
No, I would burn keys on their lawns because that's scary.
I would
fire.
I would like if we. I don't know if we can actually do this or not. I would like to make an official request, Shimmy, that maybe sometime in the future or whatever, that the whole thing about Whitey's name being in a bottle and that whole scene to be animated.
Whitey is the Uncle Ruckus of Team Mongoose.
Uh-oh. Wait, what Shimmy name in a bottle? I wasn't paying attention.
That's fine. Shimmy was.
That's all right.
See? You'll she see. Said what? That's we set up code words a while back. What is the text equivalent to a wink? She went from wink wonk to what?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Everyone's white, then there's Terry.
and Jose.
What are you trying to say?
And Alex and George and Adrian.
Damn. And everybody but me, Dwight, and Rairai.
Rairai's not even in Team Mongoose.
Oh, right.
Wave Rairai.
No, no, he's in the chat so much I always forget.
I know.
I need to change my thing.
What does it say, Rairai, not in Team Mongoose? Yeah, there's actually, even Ryan's not white. If you call Ryan white, he'll get pissed. He looks white.
How dare you?
But he'll get pissed. Yeah, it's Whitey, me. What's Hobbs?
He's Cuban.
Cuban, of course.
So he's one of
I haven't seen Hobbs. Wow, I didn't say it like that. Oh, of course.
I guess Dull. I mean, I guess we can't forget that. Bagetta, Sam. We got a couple. We're rising in numbers. We'll come back.
We are no longer the minority. Yet.
You a couple more.
No. How are you guys hating on Hobbit? You guys hating. Even though nobody knows who Hobbit is.
I was going to say, who is hating on Hobbit?
I don't know, someone's just like, who the hell is Hobbs? Like,
not me!
You know who Hobbit is? Man, where you been?
He ducks out anytime we do anything live.
He's like, oh, no, no, no. That's too much exposure.
I gotta fly below the radar.
Yeah, Spencer, too.
Under witness protection.
Spanchan.
You guys are a little too colored for my liking.
Suddenly, there's a lot of color in Team Mongoose.
What? I don't, what?
Oh.
Brenny is Aussie white. Yeah, that's what they call it down there.
Mm-hmm. But is that just like white with a tan?
I think it's white with an accent.
Oh. I'm tan. I'm Hispanic.
Shut up.
Shut up! George, you're Chinese.
What?
Shut up, George, you're Chinese!
See, what is the Uncle Ruckus?
But see, I'd have to be a minority for that to happen.
Not necessarily.
All right, I have the spirit of Uncle Ruckus.
There you go.
You carry his legacy.
I thought white with an accent was British.
God damn it. No, I'm back.
If you really think about it and break it down, white with an accent are Americans.
Yeah. If you want to get technical.
If you want
to You trying to say Americans got an accent?
Team Mongoose American.
At least speak English here.
Jerks ever.
I'm not racist, right, Alex?
No. Shut up, George, you're Chinese.
Jesus. What?
Jose would probably back you up on that.
Yeah, right?
Well, he's not here.
It's something in Uncle Ruckus's
That's
voice.
True. Jose's never here.
He's disappears for one day.
There, look at Jose.
A dope application.
Tell Americans they got an accent. Get out of here.
Yo, what? I ain't got no accent.
I speak American.
Y'all are hating on the American way.
Y'all hating on American way.
Yeah, I heard about that too. Like, the American accent is the original English accent, and it was the English that changed their accent.
That doesn't even
Hello,
sense.
Governor.
Hello, hello. Oh, no, I gotta be King George III in 5 minutes. Hello, hello, hello. Nailed it.
Top of the morning.
So the American, like that redneck accent?
No, not the redneck accent.
Okay, no, I was gonna say, there's no fucking that's redneck. Way.
It's called redneck for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alex.
Like original American accent. I guess we didn't change ours, but theirs changed over time.
What?
And obviously ours changed, but a little bit. and that much.
Yeah, I can start playing 14.
Yeah, okay.
Good joke.
Wasn't even funny.
Oh, wait. Terry, yeah. it's past 11. I wonder what the new status update is.
Oh, boy. Let's find out.
I gotta refresh.
What, did they tweet something or something?
Nah, they've said on their pre-order thing, like, every 3 hours there's, like, a new status update, basically. Early access start is almost here. If you've not yet redeemed your code and started downloading the game client, please do so now. Don't miss any playing time during the early access period. Contact your friends and spread the word. Next status update at 2 a.m.
Hashtag.
I guess I better redeem my code now. Man! Hey, guys! Early access starts 3 hours. Spread the word!
Yay, BG. Let's level together!
Yeah! We're talking about Final Fantasy 14.
I thought we were talking about Dive King.
No.
No.
No. We're done with Dive King.
No, we're talking about Payday.
I'm not.
Talking about that Battlefield 4.
I haven't seen anything for that.
Playing Dive Kick with Rai Rai is awfully hilarious. Because he's got Australian.
Yeah,
he's got Australian tier connections.
I don't even know how. It's like you kick someone, then suddenly you're being kicked in the back of the head.
It's because Australian.
Australian's
great. I mean, aliens.
We should start that. It's hashtag Square Enix hates you.
Ah, oh, come on, they love me. I'll say that.
Square Enix, my best friend.
They told me.
They lied to you.
Listen,
she told me she loved me.
When they announced Kingdom Hearts 3, that's what everyone was thinking. They do love us. They do it.
Didn't love me. I had to work during that announcement.
They do want my money.
Yes, I should probably play Dive Kick with Zero. Where is my arcade
like
stick?
The lower third.
Gonna take a little time, Dwight.
I just, man, it's not gonna happen. I'm not one of these lucky people that gets in after 4 tries.
Now you know. Now you know.
Oh, now I'm getting 502.
502?
Bad gateway.
Your internet sucks.
My internet
Wait, on PS3.
It's Square Enix's whole setup is just crumbling right now.
Shut up, Terry. You're Chinese.
They're taking they're taking some of their servers down to start hosting all of the streams.
Listen,
Terry's
I can't
Chinese.
You can watch. Don't make fun of my proud Chinese heritage.
What's your hat?
We are a proud family of rice pickers.
Where's your hat?
My hat?
Yeah, your hat.
Your Chinese. You know the hat that every Chinese is born with?
Right.
No, he didn't get 100 trunks.
No. He needs the hat.
I went there. He doesn't have 100 trunks. He can't make it.
This guy. The hat and everything.
What's the subscription price for 14?
The basic is $12.99. It's like, and the basic is just like you get one character per server.
Yeah,
it's just really
if I'm
all
Chinese,
you
go Super Saiyan. First of all,
no, we'll just skip over it. One character is plenty for Final Fantasy 14, though, because you can do whatever the fuck you want with your one character. You could switch jobs whenever. You can play
with your hat,
you
Terry.
You have an actual physical hat. You are serious about this.
Just in case you didn't believe him.
I told you. Y'all thought I was crazy.
What are those things, those items called in Warcraft that you can buy that level up with you?
Oh, like the bind on account?
Yeah, but they have a name.
I'd buy on account.
It's like ancestry items or something. I don't know.
Oh,
an actual name.
Shit.
Right? There's a name for them.
There is. I want to say it starts with an L.
Mm-hmm.
Legacy items?
I was thinking legacy, but that doesn't sound right to me.
Legacy is Star Wars.
Little items?
Little items. Heirlooms! There's thank you, Chancifer! Chancifer coming out of nowhere. Hey, Chancifer. Heirlooms. Those Chinese people are born with a hat that grows with them.
Oh.
As a baby. Yeah. They're heirlooms.
Isn't there something like that?
That's all I wanted to say.
Alex, there's a bike in your house.
Yes, there is.
Is that how you get to work?
There's also chairs.
I don't know about you, but bikes belong in the garage.
I don't have a garage, buddy.
You need to build one.
That is the garage right there. This is a dedicated square.
Build one with bare hands.
Or at least maybe on the porch.
Just go move someone's car outside and just build a garage on top of their parking space.
The door and everything that actually opens up with the button.
Yeah, the little button.
Hey, I have one of those. That's why sometimes in chat it goes... Brrr.
He comes home and he's just like, what the fuck?
The fuck?
It's just a pod sitting up there.
I'll put a bike in a garage, damn it.
Yeah, there's a dead body back there, too.
Shimmy is just turning up the sass meter today.
She is.
It's just... How come Shimmy never gives me smoochies?
Wait, Alex, is that the same guitar from high school that I threw at your car?
You threw a guitar at his car?
He threw a guitar at my car.
He said he told me to do it.
I said
he told me to do it.
He told me. If I didn't do it, he'd think I'd be a punk bitch.
It's him or someone else in my head.
No, he did. He will argue that he didn't, but he did.
Will you, Alex?
I just stared at George do it. Like, he just walked over with a guitar and smacks my windshield with it, and I'm staring at him like, what the fuck?
Don't.
Like, what? You told me.
You filmed it. It was on tape.
I was next to you. Yes, it
was. Filming it.
No.
Jimmy, can I have a smoochie?
Well, one of you is a liar.
George.
Not
he's well, always.
I don't know. Who's less?
Oh, shit. Me and the ape at least got Rai-Rai.
Oh, God.
Wait.
Rai-Rai. I'm doing this.
No. No.
I can't.
I didn't mean it.
I can't click Rai-Rai.
Oh, here they come. Rai-Rai, you have to get out of there. Rai-Rai.
Smoke
we have 20 seconds, or he's in custody.
Someone's got to pick him up.
I'm sorry, guys. It was me all along. I'm the NDA police.
God damn it. I knew you were undercover.
See, what happens when you trust the Chinese?
God damn undercover NDA.
What happens when you trust the Chinese?
Where's your hat, Terry? Where's your hat?
I don't have a hat. I have a Mass Effect hat.
Mass Effect had a hat?
Is that good?
The N7 hat?
Yeah.
I also have an N7 hat.
Oh, you get N7 hat.
You guys can't even see it.
This thing has been sitting up here for forever. It's like covered in dust. It's bad.
Yes, I have a lot of hats.
Because he's a master of disguise.
Because he's Chinese.
Why do I have so many hats? I
don't say master.
He crafted them all.
Because he's Chinese. I mean,
bam!
Rapid.
Nice bill.
Harry with the fucking N7 snapback.
Bam. Get jealous. Shit
my name is Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite hat.
Dog.
Bam! I got a hat too.
Yeah, but you ain't wearing your hat on top of your headphones.
Do you guys know how hats work?
He did it.
Hats.
I have a very good understanding of how hats work.
You're supposed to bend the bill. And take the stickers off.
Maybe if you're a nerd.
And quit liking dicks. That's what I see. When I see a straight bill, I'm like, oh, they want a straight dick in their mouth. That's my mindset.
Straight wants to have dick in their mouth.
How long have you had that hat, Dwight?
7 years. I like this hat.
That hat is eternal.
Yeah. It's so faded.
Like, I see George trying to slip that hat on his headphones.
It's been in the...
He's not pulling it off.
See,
I did flex on Friday.
I'm seeing people, they get a little confused here. The thing is, with bent bills, is that you make it a hole. See? And then you're good. You guys aren't using your brain.
It's because you want a dick that can go out and then come back around on itself.
If you can't make a U-turn with it, then I don't even care about it.
Don't even bother with it.
Get out of here!
Oh, fool.
Lex and Friday happened like the first thing in this podcast.
Yeah. Terry opened up with the guns.
Mm-hmm. As per usual on Livestream Fridays.
Did you say Fridays. Guns?
Guns.
Guns?
Guns.
Damn. You got some guns.
That totally doesn't look fake at all.
Oh, wait. I got
totally does. Oh.
Got to retweet this Shut Up Terry or Chinese TM podcast hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. Heritage.
What was your hat, Terry?
This is right here. Covered in dust, but still good.
It'll still work.
Hat, Terry.
Oh, my Chinese hat. I'm getting it cleaned.
There's so much rice on it, so...
Did somebody say Gundam?
I had to go get it cleaned.
Wow.
Who said Gundam?
Asians don't have guns. Asians have Gundams. God damn it, Jake.
I feel like we need to ban Jake for the chat. Just
I'm gonna mod him in my channel. Well, it's just like, anyone remember that episode of Dexter's Lab where he went to Japan? He's just like, oh man, check out this, and they're just yeah. We're Japanese, we have better robots.
Yeah, because that was that whole, special episode where, was that the one? They did, this whole, fucking Voltron thing.
Yeah.
It was, an hour-long episode. Yeah. Man.
Family togetherness.
I never saw that when it actually aired. I was just sitting there one night watching fucking Cartoon Network at, 1 a.m., and it started playing, and I was like, what? Is this what they play at night when I'm sleeping?
Yeah. It's amazing. Why you're not supposed to sleep.
Man, that's the worst when you're a kid and you finally watch, you catch one thing, late at night, and you're just like, this is awesome! This is awesome, and then you watch the next show, because that's going to be awesome, too. And then you realize, man, staying up is when all the cool shows are on. And George, what did we say about the freaking... what do you call that? The cover-up? I don't know. Making a shit ton of noise, too. What are you doing? Digging out more hats?
I think that's exactly what he's doing. Yeah,
that's probably exactly what he's doing.
I don't even have cable anymore, so I don't even know what Cartoon Network's like.
Yeah, I haven't had cable in years now.
Oh, God.
I've just been bumming off Jose's Netflix.
When did Shami come in here?
That was my first time trying.
What?
Uh-oh. When did Shimmy get in here?
Huh? Oh, Shimmy, you're beautiful.
You confused me for Shimmy. A second.
As usual.
Oh. I find that sort of insulting to Shimmy.
Shimmy, you're making me blush.
It's so fucking creepy.
I've seen that horse head so many times.
It's just when it stares at you, like, dead on.
It's like, how you doing?
Everybody's messages are getting timed out.
Shimmy's freaking out right now.
It's that webcam we put in your room, Shimmy. Duh.
Don't look for it.
Adrian. Adrian's not in here.
Adrian was never here.
Who's Adrian?
Adrian's been dead for five years.
Dead for 5 years.
Don't bring up his name again. It only
makes,
brings
it
sadness.
It makes Alex cry. It's a cry.
I'm too like dead inside.
He's crying, not whine like a baby.
Not be constipated.
Quit being a bitch, Alex.
Stop being a bitch.
Quit being a bitch and cry.
Cry. I'm out of hats.
Alright, thank God that's over.
Oh no.
I don't have any hats, but
Adrian and George are not the same person. This is
Adrian
true.
Was the last person to hold Whitey's name.
Yeah,
he was the one that sacrificed himself to seal it.
See what happened to him? You don't want to be that, Terry. You don't want to be that.
Never. We'll go right now. Hat's going backwards, Bootsy.
Oh, gonna... shit.
What do you do? Huh?
Are you about to...
I'm putting on my Fatal Fury hat. You can't see it.
I'm about to battle.
Oh, shit. Terry got it backwards now.
About to throw out Pikachu.
I got Lugia back here backing me up, all right?
I got Pikachu back here, too.
Kick your ass.
Yo, you want to go down? My Pikachu level.
I got a screwdriver.
Level 25, all right? You got nothing.
Okay, I have more hats. Hold on.
No. Oh, no.
I'm just going to take George's camera off the screen.
Lost all camera rights.
It's like camera, hat of invisibility.
Jimmy, you need the shave. Shave your face, girl. Yeah, my Pikachu's level 25 and it knows Tail Whip.
Damn.
Better watch out.
Did you get that on special? You gotta go to the mall, get that TM for Tail Whip.
Yeah, I got that TM, man.
Damn.
New Pokemon anime.
Yeah, that's.
I actually do need to shave. And I don't like having facial hair.
Yeah, me too. You know, yes, who has time?
All right, Shimmy. If I shave, Shimmy, will you make love to me like you used to?
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry.
My Pikachu knows Splash. What now?
That's a well trained Pikachu.
It's goddamn Eevee trained.
Eevee trained. Yeah, I dumped defense in him. He's got defense.
My Flareon's got it. My Flareon's got it all.
Straight defense and speed.
He doesn't love me anymore.
So he's always first to get slapped.
Excuse you. You need to shave.
I think Shimmy's gonna break up with me, guys. I don't know what to do.
The relationship was dead from the start.
No, I can make it work. I can change. I can you change.
Can. You'll always be this.
You went with Police Coon instead.
No, Police Coon was just a phase. I love Shimmy, man.
It meant nothing.
I realized that Shimmy was the most important one to me from the day we were childhood friends. Since we were
fucking. Is there anything in this pipe? No. There's ash.
Got a little ass in there.
Look, I know I got caught up in I got caught up in the plot. And I had the pants.
I got caught up in my beach episode, baby. Come on.
My God, how it is.
You know how it is.
The filler episodes will be over now.
You get to the beach and then it's 16 episodes later. I don't know what was going on. My head's spinning right now.
20 more episodes, we'll get back together, I swear.
I realize.
I got a thing going on there right now on the beach. I got to take care of it. It's going to take about 20 episodes.
You're dead to me like my dead anime mother.
Ow.
Did you see that thing?
And you know that she died gruesomely.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the thing about
Yes.
The mother from Attack on Titan and the mother from Full Metal Alchemist? They have the same outfit and the same hairstyle, and they were voiced by the same person, and they both die.
We need to get rid of the guy? Providing the voice?
Mm-mm.
Shimmy.
Fuck.
Only one died really gruesomely.
Yeah, one just got ripped apart. Well, to be fair, the other one died and then got brought back all like...
There's a squirtle behind me. Yes, there's a squirtle behind me.
Squirtle?
Squirtle.
Squirtle.
Squirtle. Squirtle.
Is there a squirtle?
Squirtle.
Squirtle, squirtle. What are you staring at, Dwight?
So I found a space rock.
BS rock from space frogs, guy.
I don't know. Fucking here, I'll put it in the Twitch chat. Space rock. It's on Reddit. I don't know. They put a rock down on a piece of paper and it's like burning it and shit. And then they put a glove on it and the glove turned orange and shit, like it was burnt or something. I don't know. And then some guy, the title is like, could it be radioactive? I don't know.
It's a butt rock.
It's a seed.
Oh, okay.
We need to kill it. That's my name.
You need to kill it? That's your name?
It contains my name. It must be destroyed.
Oh, apparently it's iodine. Or iodine?
Iodine?
I don't know.
It's a substance from the periodic butt fuck.
It's probably iodine. I think iodine sounds Band better.
Service. Iodine.
What?
Iodine.
Iodine.
Shut up, Alex. You're Chinese.
You're Chinese too.
What fan service can I provide for you?
Like a paper fan? Like just.
Just
cool oh, yet? Okay.
Fan service.
Baka shimmy. It's not like I love. It's not like I care about you or anything. Baka shimmy.
Look at that. Going out with Jake right in front of you.
Damn. What are you going to do about it?
Let me get my toast first. I'm running a little late. You better grab your backpack with one strap and not zip it up all the way. Oh no, the bus is leaving without you, shimmy. All Jake's messages got erased. Moobot said nope, it's too anime in here.
Moobot laying down the law.
Moobot.
Moobot has an anime meter, and once you pass it, man, she's done.
Moobot explodes.
Moobot out.
Yeah, that's why I'm not typing in the chat, because my ass would be fucking banned. What's going on with George?
What's going on?
He's performing mitosis.
Same thing that's always going on with George.
Nothing?
He's trying to take over the world?
No, that's me.
Oh.
Same thing we're trying to do every day, George.
Yeah. I miss that show. I miss all those WB shows. Fucking Animaniacs and shit. And Freakazoid.
Animaniacs.
Freakazoid was amazing.
Cartoons back then, man, were on a different level. Like a way different level.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was just because back then it was still all drawn. Like Disney lost a lot of their magic too. Moving to a digital format.
Hey.
Thank you, KK. What do you want, George? What?
We would love to listen to you. But, you know, you know your problem.
Oh, I think he's chewing now.
Eating.
Oh, wait, I know. We all just got to watch Gotcha Man.
Gotcha Man.
I'm not watching this show. I'm done. I made it 3/4 through the first episode, and I was done.
Whatever.
Yeah,
it's too much. You guys can enjoy it all you want.
Yeah, I like Zoids.
I don't have time for that.
Zoids was cool.
Yeah, I get it, man.
You know, let's just all watch Hokuto no Ken because it's bloody and violent and.
Where the fuck is more Prince of Tennis? That's my question.
Wasn't there a season two?
We watched a season.
A new one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A new show or?
Well, there was the one that you saw was the newer one. It's like a new series.
Well.
I'm sure they had more episodes. We just stopped watching it because they were done when we got there. It was like 14 episodes when we got there. And they were on their break or whatever. And then we never went back.
It was Gold Beach.
Shit, right now.
Shit.
What?
I'm a little disappointed with Free. I wanted the Prince of Tennis experience in the pool. That's not what's happening here.
Tennis in the pool.
Just wanted some dudes in the pool.
Just going crazy. It's like...
fucking dinosaurs and meteors.
That's why I'm thinking that we should all sit down and try to watch some Eye Shield one of these days. Eye Shield 21?
Oh, is that the football one?
It's a football one, yeah. And there's 145 episodes of that shit.
Oh, holy shit.
So far.
I do remember Megas. Megas was amazing.
Yeah. American Gundam anime.
Prince of Tennis 2, by the way, is only at episode 13, so I'm pretty sure that's where we stopped.
Yeah.
So. Still there.
Whatever.
An anime stream commentary? I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, I don't think that is possible.
Found a new hat.
There you go. There's your hat.
Yeah. That's my little DS shimmy wipe.
Did you get one with your new one? That's the DSi
one.
No,
this is the same one from the DSi.
Yeah.
It's bad now. Like, it doesn't really do a good job anymore.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't serve its purpose as a hat.
It makes an excellent hat, but not a good wiper. So, suck one.
Present it and I will suck it.
Very well.
I'm back again. What I miss.
Is that how you suck things? You just kind of go.
Okay, no, stop that. We can't have these noises on our podcast.
You want to discuss your suspicions? But he's presenting Attack on Titan?
He bowed his head. I am honor bound.
You guys want to discuss your Titan suspicions?
No.
No.
No, no, no.
No,
no,
no. No?
I already know what happens.
What's going on,
though. Read the manga, know what happens. Dumbledore dies.
I haven't read anything. I was tempted to. I refused to, though.
Dumbledore dies. 696. Shit. Or whatever page. 621.
I didn't know about Dumbledore.
Yeah, he dies.
He comes in next season.
Oh. Yeah, see, I read the manga, so I'm like...
He was recast, though.
Yeah, no. I know... Like, I know who the female Titan is. Like, you can tell by just looking. And then that led to some other things.
But
that
there's we will so much discuss. More.
We really can't go into it at all.
There's so much more.
We can't.
Spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler again, alert. Dumbledore dies.
Mm-hmm.
But not before Dumbledore gets a boyfriend.
I'm so happy for
then
him.
Then he got friend-zoned.
Damn. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that, Dumbledore. I thought he could make it work this time.
Nope. He was just too old.
I'd like to go out with you, but you're just too old.
You're like 150?
I don't fucking know.
You got a hinge? Oh, fuck
you're up. Too old for me, Dumbledore Senpai.
Dumbledore Sensei.
No.
Dumbledore Sensei.
What would the children say?
They would say you're too old.
Yeah, say it's too old.
Sensei.
Ron,
you must be this old to yeah,
Final right. Fantasy.
What? Yeah,
Final Fantasy.
This is breaking down. I can't.
Just...
It's like Final Fantasy.
It really sucks because, like, we've played a ton of MMOs. We've played a ton of MMOs. And it has been a long time since I've played one and had enjoyment with it. I think the last time was actually Star Wars. And that was a year ago? Over a year ago now? Somewhere around there? And that was a good game, but I fell out of it because it started getting really crazy. And then they went through like all the pricing changing, and now they're free to play, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, we went back and tried it for a little bit. That was fun.
It was okay.
Still good, but
it's still a great game, in all honesty, and I really think that I hope, I can only hope that more games follow their model with full voice acting. Because, my God, did I pay attention to the story. Yeah. And that's not what common for me.
Who Star pays Wars. Attention to a story in an MMO?
That's what I'm saying. Whitey, it's free.
It,
you should
when
check,
it's
you
all
check
voice
it out.
Acted and you don't have to read anything, it's great.
When it's voice acted well.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I mean,
what
there's...
What game is this?
Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Old Republic. Yeah. And, yeah, man, it's just, it was... It's a good game. But yeah, no, Final Fantasy came by and I didn't close beta. It's hard for me to really get into stuff that's closed beta because you don't keep anything. And Final Fantasy just did that stupid thing where it's like, okay, 2 days, you try to enjoy it, and then fuck you come Monday, you know? and then we're going to rip your character away. Okay, we'll see you in fucking like 6 weeks for another 2 days. And then another 2 days comes by. Oh, that was great, wasn't it? I had fun. Fuck you. And then 6 weeks goes by, and it's another closed beta. And then finally they come out the open beta. I'm like, all right, cool. I get to keep this character. I still only get 2 days. Whatever, they're about to release it. It's fine. And then I played it. Had a lot of fun.
And then you can't get into the release.
Yep, and so after I had a lot of fun with the open beta... I was like, okay, it's time for me to pull the trigger on this game. I'm gonna play it. And so I bought it, and I got my freaking product code and everything, whatever.
You just, no, who just, Rai just bought it.
Yeah, he just bought it. But he went through the EU store, the European store.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's gonna work out.
I got mine through Amazon.
Yeah, Terry did too.
Me too.
And the thing is, though, is that I have my code. That's not. Yeah, it's not a problem of having a code. It's just I can't. The code isn't going through because it's just there's too many people. I assume just trying at the same time.
All the last minute people.
But I've been trying at this
like
for
me.
So as of
four
right
and a half
now,
hours.
Who already has their shit registered?
Terry and you and George.
I'm ready to go.
Adrian, does he have his shit done?
High five!
Adrian and Jose. Woo! Adrian and Jose should be good.
Yeah.
NBA police. Adrian.
Oh, and duty.
No, I put this hat on before. It's my NDA hat.
Adrian and Jose ready to hit that ground running.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jose, I don't know. I haven't seen him all day.
He'll be here.
He's playing Club Penguin.
He's playing Club Penguin.
Picking up little boys.
His friend. Halo Buddy.
Halo Buddy 22.
Hey, Halo guys.
Oh, it's probably like... The devil. Adrian just finished Tales of Zillia.
Oh, yeah, that's what he's doing. He's trying to get that finished before 14.
Well, he just did.
I was talking to Jose last night, too, and we're talking about how he has a bunch of games that he'll never play now because of 14. Like, he had Star Ocean. He got, like, halfway through there, and then he bought Tails. And apparently he's only just now opened it.
He went hard in Star Ocean.
Yeah, he was going for it, and then he stopped when he got Tails, and then he didn't actually play Tails. And now 14's coming up, and that'll be what he plays.
He should have gotten something like The Last of Us, something that you're not going to finish.
I remember Star Ocean.
Mm-mm-mm. He's playing the newest one, though, which...
The Last Hope.
Oh.
Walking Dude, that's just not going to happen.
The code is fine.
Well, it's not even so much that, too, as I'm talking about purely just contacting the support. As an American to the support team of this Japanese company, they're just not gonna like it.
They're just gonna tell you like they'll just be like, just wait.
Just keep trying.
We are aware of the issue, just keep trying and wait, whatever. That's what you'll get from them.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing wrong with his code, it's all on their end.
Yep.
It's not much we can do over here.
Terry's already got 3 fucking classes.
Look, I'm not going to have any time to play code up, so I needed as much of a head start as I could get.
Game's not even out yet, you son of a bitch.
What?
Did you already level like your sub job for whatever you're doing?
Yeah.
Shit.
That's why I started Thaumaturge, and that was the sub, and I wanted to get that done first. Then I went Arcanist, because that's what I want to main. And then I went Conjurer, because that'll unlock... That's the other sub job for that. So I'll have Scholar and Summoner available.
So that's all in one character.
Yeah.
And then when you change jobs, it keeps the levels?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can switch back and forth whenever.
So it's like goal, if you have your level, say, level 20 Thaumaturge, and you also have a level 5 Conjurer, and you switch between Thaumaturge and Conjurer, you'll be a level 5 Conjurer. Then you switch back to your Thaumaturge, you'll be level 20.
It's all very convenient.
It works so well. You look at something and it's so confusing at first, but then you play with it for a little while and you're like, damn, Square Enix still knows what the fuck they're doing.
Damn.
Yeah, no, what he said.
I played Evil Land. I have not played Evil Land. I have not played anything but like Payday and 14 this last week. But thank you for the gift.
So, I want to play a tank. What do I play?
Paladin.
Paladin.
Gladiator to start with.
Yeah.
Oh, he left.
What?
George.
Oh. He's gone.
Fucked up all the cameras.
Goodbye.
Well. So, that's why George put up the cat, because he's like, I'm going to bed. So I'll just put up the cat so it doesn't mess up the cameras. Well, but then he did. So I'm just gonna do that. There you guys go.
Oh, bang.
Oh, that's pretty.
That's hot. That's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's that fire.
Actually, I could do like a straight line with just all four of them together.
You do what you have to do.
Oh, shit. Ooh. It's getting hot in here.
There you go. Straight line is easy. And it actually doesn't look laggy anymore. Because all the screens are turned off. Right? At the very end of the podcast.
At the very end of the Year of Luigi.
About 2 hours left.
Is it the Year of the Luigi already?
Yes.
Yes. Very good.
This the Year of the Luigi.
So does that mean we all must get a mansion?
Yes.
Ah, very good.
It means we're entitled to a lot of things during the year.
So, do we have to spend one night in it? But that is probably going to be the worst night of our lives.
No, you don't have to.
No.
Ooh.
You can just have it.
Yeah, it's still his mansion.
Ah, very good, very good.
These codes are just not doing it.
Codes?
We got,
yeah.
Little over 2 hours.
My code?
Your code, but I have double. Double up.
Yeah.
So, I don't get the difference between the jobs and the classes.
The jobs are like super crafting versions of the classes.
Okay.
So, say you're a gladiator, your job would be paladin. Basically, you're still technically a gladiator, but you get access to paladin skills and the paladin stats.
Right.
What?
I feel like I just explained this the other day, too.
Can you change the job as well? Can you change job and classes?
Yes. So the way it works is you have your class. So say you want to be a paladin. You do gladiator, you do your job quest. When you do the job quest, you get the soul gem or whatever. So you'll get the paladin soul gem. So as a gladiator, you equip the paladin soul gem, and now you're a paladin. You're technically a gladiator. Your level is based on what level your gladiator is. But with the paladin soul gem attached, you get access to paladin skills, and it alters.
You are a paladin, basically.
So
any levels or experience you get as a paladin are the same as getting them as a gladiator, and vice versa.
I thought that was the class, and your job would be like a miner and botanist.
Classes are all of that stuff. Classes are the battle stuff, the magic stuff, and
the classes is like gladiator, pugilist, marauder, lancer, archer.
Yeah, all that, and the crafting stuff.
Yeah. So the job would be Dragoon.
Jobs are like the actual Final Fantasy standard jobs.
Class change.
Okay, I'm gonna apologize right now. I was not listening.
That's fine, because you're not even playing anyway, so.
Apparently so.
To be fair, I wasn't listening either.
You're not playing either.
Not playing.
Shut up, Dwight, you're Chinese.
Yeah, that was tough for you to say, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just talking to a white person.
It's like, it's like I'm looking in a mirror. I'm like, it hurts. It flies back and hits me.
I like how the world really is just black and white to whitey. If you're a white person, you look all the same. If you're anything else, you look all the same.
It's like, my hit points.
Yes, I'm still here, Google.
Good thing I have a lot of hit points.
Yeah, we need to end this podcast. It's been going on for quite some time now.
So, who wants to play a game?
Me.
Me too.
So, shut up, Alex.
Shut up, Alex, you're Chinese.
Shut up, Alex, you're Chinese. So, there's more of us, so should we play Payday or Dive Kick?
It takes things I look angry.
I don't have Dive Kick.
Well, good, because you're Chinese.
Shit.
I didn't know that.
I am not playing games.
No?
What are you going to do? Take a nap? You only got like 2 hours.
That's how I did it before. I took like a half hour nap, and that was good.
If I fall asleep, I will not get back up.
Don't you have work in the morning?
So Terry's not here, that makes
us four.
I'm
off all weekend. I've been getting Hearthstone confused with Stone Hearth. And I was like, oh shit, that's out already?
Damn! I gotta get in on that!
And I was like, no, it's the WoW card game. I was like, oh, I don't care.
Apparently it's pretty fun.
I don't care.
Perhaps you didn't hear him.
Baka! You do care.
We gotta hit up that Pokemon card game. I gotta re-download it.
I still have that.
Oh, I need to hit up Pokemon. Jose's challenging me.
Pokemon.
I might get on that, actually.
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe. I don't know if I'm gonna need a nap tonight. I'll know within like the next hour.
Terry,
Arthur, it'll be too late.
But by then you'll be dead.
And I will win.
On the year of Luigi.
The year of Luigi.
Wait, I thought what was last year then?
Not the year of Luigi.
It's always a year.
Idiot.
Of
pretty sure it was the year of Mario for like 40 years.
Yeah. For a while.
The year of many Marios.
The century of Mario. Wait, a century 100?
Yes. Yeah. A century is 100.
Damn, Mario's old.
Where
is
he?
Damn.
He's been jumping down pipes for a while. I feel sorry for him. On this, the year of Luigi.
This is the year of Luigi.
Okay, well, guys, we're going to call it a night. And
you're going to call it a night. I'll be on that Pokemon.
No, you know what I mean. We're going to call it a podcast, okay? Call it the end of the podcast. Thanks, everybody, for coming to the T-Mongs podcast for a live edition.
Leviathan server.
Leviathan. We're playing Leviathan. We're North on America. Leviathan.
I'm playing Adamantoise.
He's not playing. Don't listen to him. He's playing on the Chinese servers.
You can play on the loser server.
Play on Marlboro.
With what's her face? What's her name?
Tabitha.
Whitey and Tabitha sitting in a tree hitting Medica fucking over and over. Piece of shit. Thanks everybody for coming to the T-Mongs podcast. Let's do a quick raid. It's a tiny raid, but you guys are here. You guys should all know who Lethal Frag is.
I don't.
He is an amazing commentator doing a 2-year challenge for live stream.
Who's that?
It's a fantastic guy. He's on Twitch. Click the link in the chat.
Who's that?
Lethal
Who's that?
Frag. It's a dude with a really big beard that hasn't shaved it since he started streaming.
Can I add one last thing before
okay.
Is it Spencer?
Or that happens.
Yes, go.
So I just logged in, right? And I logged in at a Pokemon Center. And this is the first person I see. I'm going to throw it in the chat, and I'm going to throw it in the Skype. Just for easy.
God damn!
This guy is ready.
Jack is pissed.
God.
You want a battle?
Let's All
fucking battle. I'll fucking battle you right now.
See you later, everybody.
Bye.